Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. Today it's a fantasy surprise as Swamp Gas moves to 4-1 as his team rallies behind their coach. As we follow the ins and outs of my fantasy football team called Swamp Gas, the Yahoo Sports statistical prognosticators said doom for my methane marauders last weekend. Well, my team was forecast to lose by a 96-92 count.
No!
And that was logical, as many of my fantasy football players had been beset by concussions and turf toes and assorted other injuries. But thankfully, my bench players rallied to support their proud owner, enrolling to a 118-82 win over last week's opponent and move our squad to 4-1 on the season. That's good for third place. Through the masterful player moves by our general manager, me, and our coach, me, in order to make deft decisions to start the right players the last week, our team was able to cobble together an improbable win. Okay, I was just plain lucky last week. But with starting quarterback Drew Brees of the Saints not expected back until week number 10, and our top wide receiver Devontae Adams of the Packers still nursing a turf toe, and our stellar defensive unit, the Buffalo Bills, having a bye week this coming week, ooh, we have many decisions to make entering week number 6 of the fantasy football season. So let's get right in and talk to the general manager. Oh yeah, that's me. We made a few moves last week to adjust the roster. Some worked, and others didn't. With starter Devontae Adams of the Packers out of commission, we picked up the third-rated Packers receiver, a guy by the name of Geronimo Allison. After we grabbed him, though, then I read that Geronimo may get scalped, as Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers didn't quite trust him very much in the offense. Well, that did turn out to be correct, as Geronimo, with only 28 yards on 2 catches Sunday against Dallas. Fortunately, our coach kept him on the bench last week. Last week, we also traded Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers. Our second-year wide receiver, James Washington, went to Oklahoma State with Steeler backup quarterback Mason Rudolph. With Rudolph leading the Steelers due to Ben Roethlisberger's season-ending injury, it was hoped that he would perform well with his old college quarterback. It just hasn't happened, though, yet. So we dropped James Washington in favor of another Steelers teammate, rookie wide receiver Deontay Johnson. Though Deontay Johnson remained on our bench last week for evaluation, he did catch 5 passes, that's the good news, but only for 27 yards. We're going to need to grab another defense this week, as our main defensive team, Buffalo, is on a bye week. So we have no other defense to play, so we've got to go make a deal, and I'm going to try to see if we can bring back the Tennessee Titans, which play at the low-scoring Denver Broncos this Sunday afternoon. I'll let you know how that works out. Also, we're considering, keyword considering, adding Jacksonville's exciting rookie quarterback, Gardner Minshew, but we're going to have to see if he remains available. This is a rookie quarterback who's been very impressive, and he was the nation's leading passer his senior year in college at Washington State. Now let's talk to the coach. Oh yeah, that's me. Though it rarely happens, nearly every decision as to starters to play versus which players to keep on the bench worked out great for us last week. Our decision to start Phillip Rivers at quarterback of the Chargers, though, well, that didn't work out very well, even though our other option was concussion-injured Josh Allen to the Bills. Rivers scored a season low of 4 points at home this week against Denver, whereas Josh Allen was cleared to play at the last minute and scored 20 points in his game at Tennessee. So we lost a net 16 points by my decision at quarterback, but it didn't come back to hurt us. Otherwise, we're going to award a game ball to our backup wide receiver from the LSU Tigers, DJ Shark, with Jacksonville, who came through for 28 points for us last week. Also starting wide receiver Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings contributed another 24 on Sunday. Our backup running back, Carlos Hyde of the Texans, scored a touchdown and 12 points, and our remaining healthy tight end, Jared Cook of the Saints, well, I almost had my first heart attack as he scored a touchdown last week. Yes, a touchdown, finally, and chipped in 10 points to help the team. Well done, Jared Cook. This week, old Swamp Gas will play a very tough 3-2 Buckeye Blitz team. They feature Seattle's quarterback Russell Wilson or Baltimore's quarterback Lamar Jackson. Both of them have been playing well this season, but fortunately for us, they can only play one of those quarterbacks at a time. And then from our perspective, we'll get our starting running back, Kerryon Johnson, with the Lions back from his bye week. He'll go into the starting lineup this week alongside of running back Le'Veon Bell of the Jets. Now, a tough decision will be whether to use running back Austin Ekeler of the Chargers or Carlos Hyde of the Texans at our flex running back wide receiver tight end position. Right now, though, I'm leaning toward using Ekeler due to his history of productive games thus far in 2019. So right now, Swamp Gas is heading into another week as the underdog. Will my fantasy team respond to another week of new challenges and bring home another victory? Come back next week and we'll find out.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
This world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, and rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
underdog,
underdog, underdog.